be out again tonight. Amen. Let us all stand as we go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we deem it a grand opportunity, Lord, to come into the house of the Lord and already feel your presence here. Lord, knowing that you said in your word, where two or three gathered in your name, there you'd be in their midst. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us have come with a desire to worship you and to praise your holy name tonight. And Lord, to receive revelation of the word you've laid on our brother's heart. Lord, I pray that, Father, that you would feed us tonight, Lord, and help us, Lord, in our walk with thee to draw us closer to you, Lord. And just have the preeminence in this service. And we just give you all the glory and honor and praise. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. You turn your capstone books over to page 85. At Calvary. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. My sin I learned, then I trembled at the law I spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given Jesus everything. Now soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. Salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man, oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. There was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Amen. Aren't you thankful for that, for what the Lord did for you? Oh, even I was thinking about that verse there that it was his love that drew salvation's plan, and we see everything as after the seals was revealed, how God revealed everything to us, and that we're not in darkness. But we're walking in light and truth. And God has been gracious to show us that. Oh, I love Him. Let's turn over to page 75. Amen. He touched me. Amen. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, but then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. Amen. He touched me. Since I met the blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. Change He made in your life when He fills you with His Spirit, cleanses you, makes you whole. What a joy you have in your heart every day for Him. Truly, how we'll sing about it all throughout eternity. Amen. Turn over to page 69. I think it's the next page over. Jesus signed my pardon. Amen. I was talking to the kids the other day about this, how Brother Bram was talking about that soldier and how, you know, a pardon is only good if the person accepts it. And I pray tonight that we can accept Christ's pardon for us and the price He paid so that we can have that pardon. Amen. I was in sin's prison, oh, so dark and cold. Just a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal fold. But the door swung open, Jesus spoke to me. I have signed your pardon, you may now go free. Jesus signed my pardon, I surely know. He took my place.
set free. I'm so glad he was willing to save a wretch like me. Now I have a mansion, not a prison wall. Jesus signed my pardon, yes, that paid it all. Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon, there at Calvary.
Amen. Truly we are thankful, Lord Jesus, that you signed our pardon. Lord, we're thankful that you died on the cross, Lord, and shed your blood for us and paid that price, Lord, that we could come back to you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for that. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Brother Sells, will you come take the offering? Let's sing that chorus. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood. Thank him for his blood that he shed. Amen. How many has a need upon your heart tonight by the upraising of your hand? Brother Jim Finley, will you take the prayer request?
Ask that you would just bless the hands that went up tonight, Lord. You know the each need behind them. Lord, we ask you to step Brother Bobby.
Yes.
Bring him on out of the hospital, Lord, or whatever your need is, Lord. God is now to be with us in Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. You may be seated. Does anyone have a special night you'd like to sing, or maybe a song upon your heart? Let's all stand. We'll sing Only Believe. We ask our brother to come and just ask Lord just a blessing. Only believe. Only believe. All things.
Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are truly grateful, Lord, to be gathered in this little building one more time. Lord, with saints of like precious faith, and Lord, in your presence. For Lord, you are here. And Lord, we just come humbly tonight, Lord, asking you to speak to us through the way of your word. And Lord, these few things you've laid upon my heart to read, Lord, I know there's many missing this evening. But Lord, we record it. And if it's meant for someone, Lord, they'll get it. But those of us that are here, Lord, may it help us, Lord, strengthen us, make us, help us draw strength, Lord, show us a greater place, Lord, or Lord, that your every promise is laying here for us, Lord. And Lord, you mean exactly what you say. Lord, we just humbly ask your blessings upon your word and ask you to speak to our hearts the way of your word. And we'll never fail to see that you receive all the glory and the honor for it in the lovely, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Happy to be out again. Amen. Just to be able to gather in around his word. Amen. And you know, I was reading these things before service and strengthening my heart. I pray it'll do the same for you. And just to help us to draw strength, draw a little closer to him. Maybe prepare our hearts that maybe Sunday we'll pay a little more attention. Maybe be a little more attentive to the next service. Looking for what God can do in my life and in your life. Amen. While you're standing, I want to turn to Luke, the 21st chapter. Amen. If you'd like to turn there. Luke 21 and verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake unto them a parable and said, Behold the fig tree, and all of the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when you see these things come to pass, and know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. For verily I say unto you, the generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. May the Lord add the blessings to reading his word. You may be seated. And reading that, as we look across the nation today and we see all this taking place out in the world, we see it just, it's just falling apart. And how that can, should bring us great joy, and honestly, it should excite our hearts to see that the word that God spoke is being fulfilled. Men's hearts are failing them for fear. And when we look at our country here that we live in and see it turned inside out and split down the middle, and how, you know, as I was thinking today, how one time we were divided over an issue of slavery, but today how the political parties have become so divided and so hateful, and just, it's in turmoil. It's a nation that's divided against itself. And we see all the turmoil that's taken place throughout the land. And we see all of these signs over on that side. But do we look into the Word of God and we begin to see all of the promises that's been left for a little bride? A people that he called, a people that God sent a prophet to and revealed the Word. We wouldn't know these things if God in his great mind hadn't thought of us. If he hadn't seen us, if he hadn't given us the desire to be here tonight, all of these things would be of naught. But as I was thinking upon these things, I just want to read some of the quotes from the prophet's messages that we've heard many, many times. But just to refresh our minds to them, this is in the message preached March 18th, 1964. Sirs, we would see Jesus. And I want to start here at the bottom of page 11 and just catch what the prophet is saying. And saints, you've got to be, it's an individual affair. Mm-hmm. You know, just like tonight, we gather in here and there's not many of us. And you know, but we're going to gather one day for a meeting in the air, and there ain't going to be many rise. But we must make sure that we're one of them that's going to rise. Amen. And that's got to be our desire. It may only be one. It may only be two. But I'm going to be in that number wherever it's at. Amen. He says here to Bombay, in the beginning, God was not even God. He was the great eternal, and then there was attributes, and attributes was his thoughts. And then he become a word like this. And a word expressed, well, a thought expressed is a word. And a word is expressed as a thought. Then remember, if you was ever in God's thinking, you will always be there. And if you've got eternal life, you are the expression or the attribute of his thought for this age. There is only one eternal life, and it always existed. And you and his mind existed before there was a world. That's the reason he said he chose you before the foundation of the world. It isn't what we think, what somebody else thinks. It's what God's eternal. You always was, see, in his thinking. It was in him to be man, and that's the reason Christ was expressed image. And he was to be Father, and he was to be Son, and he was to be Savior, as we just sang about. And he, a Savior, and he was to be a healer. There was nothing. There wasn't even an angel or nothing. And then he created the angels. And then he became God, and he was worshipped. Then these are the manifestations of his thinking. There is nothing wrong. Everything is going to turn out all right. Don't be scared. God's big timepiece is ticking right along. It'll be there. It'll have a church without spot or wrinkle. It was in his thinking. The thing of it is, am I in there? Are you in there? And that's the question we're faced with today as we stand here, as our pastor's been bringing out about the rapture and how it's a revelation and how you're going to know. And that's the reality we're looking for. Do I truly know? Do I see the reality of this word in my life that I know? I didn't just hear somebody talk about a drawing of a circle in the thoughts of God, but I have seen that I am identified in that circle. Amen. In reality, I've seen the vindication of this word being made real in my life. This is what we're talking about. It's becoming a reality. There is a truth that has came forth, not just a church-going people, just not a people that's listened to a message, but there is a reality of this new birth in Christ being manifested and vindicated out of a people's life that this prophet brought this message to do. God brought this message through a prophet back for that very purpose. Amen. And I want you to think of that. His words will never pass away. And how you can see that you're just a thought expressed. Amen. And he proves all of his words. Our pastor preached here a while back as he was bringing it out. And I want you to think about that. Here you are, a thought expressed. A spoken word of God. Amen. And this is in Proving His Word. August 16th, 1964, paragraph 41, page two, paragraph 217. He's speaking of Jesus here, and he's proving his word here. Now listen. After the third day, after his death and burial on the third day, he rose up again to prove his word. Because the prophet said, I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption, neither will I leave his soul in hell. The third day before corruption could set in, the 72 hours. See, it didn't go the complete 3 days, because corruption sets in 72 hours. See? He didn't go the full time because the prophet said. See, the prophet said, who said? God said through a prophet, I will not see my, he did not go because the prophet said, I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption. And he proved his word. I want you to think of that. Amen. Every circumstance down through this scripture and in these quotes that God has left, God has proved his word over and over and over again. And there was always someone that was on the scene to be that one that we proved that word through. As he says here, he says, he healed the sick, the lame, to prove his word. That as Isaiah and the rest of the prophets said, he sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost to prove his word. You want to get some of these scriptures now? Joel 2:28, he said, it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and upon my handmaidens and my servants, maidservants will I pour out my spirit. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and so forth. And he proved it. By pouring it out also. And he said before this time in Luke 24:49, if you want to put it down, he said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. There it is. He done it. And he sent the Spirit to continue to prove his word. But watch what he said. Did he do it? All right. And we can see that on the day of Pentecost, the words that he spoke to him was fulfilled 100%. And after that Spirit was poured out, Peter come down out of that upper room. And what did he say? This promise is unto you and to your children, as many as the Lord our God shall call. And that same Spirit is living today to prove every word that's written in this scripture. Every word that we come here. The song we just sang about, Jesus signed my pardon and he touched me. It's not just a feeling I came to church and I felt the Spirit move and that was the touch. But let me tell you, there was a day when I needed a touch from him, and he reached down and he touched me. And I ain't been the same since. And I would pray that there's many of us sitting here tonight that can have that same experience and that same testimony, that I have not been the same since Jesus touched me. That's what's burning in my heart. It's not just a song that we get up and we sing because it's somebody pinned it. And, oh, I was having a bad day and he touched me. But no, he one day he touched me for good and placed a desire in my heart that has drove me every day of my life to do what I do and to be who I am and to lead and to guide and to tug on my heartstrings and to pull me. And I pray each one of us are feeling that in our heart, because if we're not, then something's wrong in our life.
Amen.
That's got to be the draw of our heart. If you were in his thinking and you had eternal life, there's something down inside of you that can't help but draw you back where you come from. That great magnet is pulling, and it's pulling now, every day. But if I have to be drugged to church, if I have to be made come sit on a pew, if there's no desire in my heart to be here, there is an answer to that prayer. He can touch you the same as he touched me or anyone else sitting here. But you've got to ask him for it and want it in your life and let him reveal to you the things that he's revealed to others.
Amen.
Amen. He lives to prove his word. He said he would make the vilest sinner clean. He still does it today, and he'll do it till he takes us off of this earth. Amen. He's living to just be there at any time to answer the call. Amen. Mark 16, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How far? All the world. Who? Every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. He said in Mark 4, he said in John 14, 12 also, he said, he that believeth on me not maketh believe, but he that believeth me and the works that I do shall he do also. It taking the same spirit that was in him to do that same work. Because what? The spirit was coming to manifest the promised word in the future. See, he made a provision, for he knew these things would happen. And now after 1900 years, with the church ages past and all these things he prophesied of Luther and Wesley, we just went through and we seen it drawed out. And the moon come down and drawed it out, and the Lord drawed it out and bored here for us. And showed it and come down himself and confirmed it to be right. After 1900 years, we're at the end of the Laodicean church age. He promised in Luke 17, 30, that this same Son of Man he promised would be revealed in the days like it was in Sodom upon the earth. Did he do it? Amen. And each one of us can say, yes, we've seen it done. He says, the Son of Man, will he reveal himself in a different way? Now, that what does that make? Malachi 4, exactly right. See, the Son of Man will reveal himself. Not in a whole big denomination and things as we've had through the ages, but he would manifest himself as Son of Man again to make manifest Malachi 4. And in that day I will send you Elijah the prophet, and he shall turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the apostolic fathers, away from all this denomination, and come back to the original word again to draw out that last day bride tree that he promised. In the evening time it shall be light, not through the misty day, it shall be light. It'll be a day that can't be called day or night, see? It's making up the body. But the same head that was here in the east is here in the west again. There shall be light in the evening time. And oh, how Brother Bram said he felt like singing. And how we should have such a rejoicing in our heart when we sit here. And we can see that our eyes have been opened to the word that's been brought. When we can truly see who the prophet was and that it was God speaking through that man's lips to bring a bride back to a manifestation, not to be a following, not to be just a church growing people, but a people that's got a reality in their life and a people that's got a happiness and a peace and a joy and are looking and loving and longing for the appearing of the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't got no plans to stay down here, no plans to see what this world can do next, what it can come up with. But our whole object and objective is on the leaving and the coming of the Lord. Amen. Ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
Making preparations for that mansion in the sky.
Amen.
But this is in the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Now look, notice now. And I want you to notice the things that he keeps pushing out here. Notice now, united together under one headship in like manner, type of Israel of old. Now you getting it like Israel of old, one God vindicated by a pillar of fire revealed himself through a prophet to be the word. The same God, same pillar of fire, same way, cannot change his ways, just perfect as it can be. One God. How many gods did Israel have? And the congregation says one. How many does the bride got? One. How many will there ever be? One. Sure, he says. See, under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, which was the pillar of fire in the days of Moses, the great prophet, he was directed by a pillar of fire. Isn't that right? And he was. And how great God manifested in that pillar of fire that he was. He led him out with a strong and mighty hand. He says, going on to a promised land. See, and in the Christian age there was one God which appeared in the form of the pillar of fire to a prophet called Paul, who was sent to the Gentiles to take a people out for his name's sake. Is that right? And in the last days has come down in like manner of vindicating himself. See, in the same sign, the same wonder, the same pillar of fire, same gospel, same word, and same manifestation. His body will do the works that he promised. This word will live through a people. 100%, not no make-believe. It will live out through them. Every word he said, amen, it'll be a vindication. He says, but recognize with him, his body will do the same works that he promised, like in Mark 16 and so forth. His body was not held in the grave, but was recognized with him in resurrection. Do you get it? The body of his believing children will not be held in the grave when he comes, but will be recognized with him because he died for the purpose to resurrect his bride. The body, recognized because it is his body, because it's the word so completely yielded from denominations and things to him, he is the word. And it's recognized with him because now we have the first fruits of our resurrection by know that we have passed from death unto life and become prisoners of his. As our brother was speaking of that preeminence, when the word says go and you go, that's the preeminence manifesting out that you have come under subjection to that word 100%. Amen. As he says, by now we know we've passed from death unto life and become prisoners of his. God proving to us by his personal headship that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever by doing the same things through the church that he did then. He in me, I in him, and in you. And you know so forth. That's right. His body was not held in the grave, but it was recognized with him in the resurrection. Same as he is now. Listen, which means his word, which he is, has been beginning to risen. The word that down through the age of Luther, Wesley, see, has begun to raise up to its power. And there it began to move. Then it moved a little more. And now it's coming up to identification. And how we can see that word is coming up to identification in individuals' lives. There is an assurance coming in. Just as Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God, there will be a people in this last hour that can have that same testimony. Amen. That they know their life pleases God. They know the word's being vindicated through them. And they know they're matching it 100%. They can see their life overcoming. They can see it towing in right in line. They see it happening. And it's bringing an assurance. It brings a reality. And that's why oftentimes, you know, some, you can sing songs, and some people can't sing songs with a real meaning in their heart because they've never experienced. Like I was thinking before church, singing the little song, oh, the Holy Ghost will set your feet to dancing. The Holy Ghost will fill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet dancing and set your heart a dancing too. And how you can sing that song and how it's a reality. It's not about just an emotion on the outside. But when the Holy Spirit has filled you from through and through and you begin to look into this precious word and you can see your name written on those pages and you can look and see the desires of your heart are not for this world or what's down here to hold on to, not what I can gather and gain, but my whole life is one thing, just to be subject under him and to let him have his way in my heart and in my life. I don't care about nothing else. I'm not here to gain and see how rich I can get, but there's truly something down inside that, Lord, as long as I have you, that's all I need in this life. Amen. But you can see it. Those songs become a reality. I've been born again. I've been to the river. I've been changed. I'm a new creature. Amen. These songs bring a reality to your heart when you can truly sing them with an experience. Amen. No, we didn't write them. But oh my, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they were written and they hold true for every true son or daughter of God. Amen. He says here, it's coming up to identification. See, watch now. The life in the body is a vindication. The rapture is at hand. When you see the headship and the body becoming one, the fullness of the measure of his manifestation shows that body is about ready to be received to the headship. And oh, what a joy that ought to bring. We can look out there and see what the world's doing. And we see that side of it. But when we can see this word begin to be made manifest in our life and see that life truly beginning to vindicate and come out and show that I and my Father are one. Oh, when that assurance begins to blend into your heart, what a joy it'll bring. What a revelation. It'll set your heart afire. Yeah. But oh my, if we can't see ourselves in there, it's just words on a page. It doesn't mean nothing to me. It has no value to it. It's just, I go through every day and I'm beat down. I'm, oh, the trials of life are too hard. And this is that. And I don't even think about it. But oh, if it's once been anchored in your heart, that's what's on your heart and mind all day, every day. Through the night, when you wake up, it's there. Amen. He's getting a people ready, and oh, it's almost time. Hallelujah. This is in the message, Why It Had to Be Shepherds. This is on page 22. Jesus said, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? How can you go take Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, and Catholic, throw it all together and be one? You might be one under man's head, but Jesus said they might be one even as I and you are one. See, he wants us all to be one in him, which is the Word. There it is, one with the Father. And the Father is the Son the same, and it's the same Word, the Word manifested, displaying itself in this day as it did in any other day, that you might be one. And that's why it doesn't work when you have all the different ideas running through churches and creeds and doctrines. That's why it's hard. You can't go set and get fed. Why? You must be under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, not under the leadership of man. That says, oh, we're following a message. We're following a message, but where does the Holy Spirit lead you? Amen. And you might be the only one sitting in a church pew listening to a pastor. But if that's where God led you to be, that the Holy Spirit will move just like he said it would, and it'll do the work in your life. Amen. He said the Word displaying itself as a day it was in any day that it might be done. Notice he said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. The Father that sent him went in him to confirm the Word. And the same Jesus that sends his people goes in that people that he sends, saying, the works that I do shall you do also. Sure. Why, he prayed that we might be one. One with him, not one with an organization, not one with a system, but one with God, for God and his Word is one, and Jesus and God was one, and you and I and the Word must be one. That's right. We must be one in agreement with the Word, not what somebody else says. This is no private interpretation. Take it what it says and believe it. God will vindicate it and prove that it's right. You think it's just for disciples only? Take his word for it. Go try it once and see. And you'll find out that it'll work for you the same as he promised. Yes, sir. And by God's grace, I can truly say that every word he's laid into those scriptures and into these books is proven out through my life exactly what he said it would do. It's killed out the desires that he said it would. It's brought the joy that he said it would. It's brought the peace, the long-suffering that he said it would. Every day, a new height in Christ, a new step on the ladder, something else overcome, something else dropped aside, and Jesus Christ made manifest in our life. Amen. But we've got to see it. We've got to see it for ourselves. Not what, well, he said that's what it'd be, and I believe it, I'm going to hope. But we've got to see it with a reality. The Lord, I see that in my life. I see that in my heart burning. And I see it taking me over and conforming me to your word. Amen. It must be. Amen. Hallelujah. This is in the message, Who is this Melchizedek? February 21st, 1965. Page 15, paragraph 73. We've read this many times, but I wanted to catch more of the next piece. He said, then when you become subject to the Spirit, it throws your whole being subject to that Spirit. And that Spirit is nothing in the world but the seed word made manifest or quickened. Hallelujah. Made alive. And when the Bible said, don't do this, that body quickly turns to it. There is no question. And what is it? It's the earnest of the resurrection. This body will be raised again because it's already started. It was once subject to sin, mire, and corruption, but now it's got the earnest. It's turned heavenly now. And that's the earnest that you're going in the rapture. It is the earnest. And oh my, if I can't see that my body is turning, maybe I still look at my life and I see, oh, I'm still the old cranky person that I've always been. I'm still the wife that can't obey her husband. I'm still the husband that can't rule my home. I'm still the husband or the wife that won't rule our children. Don't want to do this right. I don't want to go all the way here. I can't control the way I talk and the way things I say. Then I see I've got a problem. But there is still mercy, and he is still calling, and he's still here to prove that he can do exactly what he said he would do in a heart of a people's heart and life. Amen. But you've got to trust him. You've got to want him. It don't matter whether you're young, old, or middle-aged. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, and he will fulfill his promises right through your life. Amen. But he's looking. He's got a people that was predestinated in his thoughts before the foundation of the world that's going to live, and he'll have the full preeminence. Their life will be a vindication of this very word. It ain't going to be a guessing game. It won't be I wonder, but God is going to prove all of his word. Amen. And he will prove it out through us. Hallelujah. Amen. And it won't be you or I. It's not I that can change my desire. It wasn't me that changed the way I thought about things. It isn't me that can do anything. But as he says in Galatians 2:20, and we've read it many times, and if you want to turn there, you can, but I'm just going to read it. Amen. Here in Galatians 2:20. Amen. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I can't do anything, but Christ can do all things through you. You got a problem in life that you can't solve? He can solve it. He can do it all. He can take every situation in his control. He is the master of the wind. He can control the storms. He can calm the seas. And he's here tonight for any of us that want to take another step, a farther step with him if we need to. He's always here. He's at wherever you are. Whenever you're ready, he'll come to where you are. He'll meet you at any time. But if you don't know him like that, if you don't know for sure, maybe there's a little bit of doubt in your heart. Oh, I don't know about that. If God can do today what he did yesterday, then you better search and hunt him out, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he'll do the same works that he did in that Bible, he'll do through your life and my life if he's on the control seat of our hearts. Amen. But I pray it'll stir our hearts some way. A lot of kind of jumping around, and maybe a lot of words that you have to fill in there around it. But you've got to see for yourself that you're in every page and every word that God has placed here for us in this hour. You've got to see it for yourself. You can't go on your husband's shirt tail, your wife's shirt tail. You've got to go on your own, what God has revealed to you. And God has called a people out and placed something down in their heart that it'll burn and be a rejoicing in their life and in their heart. They're not made to sing. They're not made to go to church. They're not made to do anything in life. They do every day what they desire to do from what God has done for them and placed inside of them. But oh my, if you fight and struggle and you don't have that, cry out to God that he'll give it to you. Amen. And then he'll prove and vindicate every word right out through you, just like he said he would. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. Just a little Thursday night evening service. But may it stir, keep our hearts stirred. Keep on pressing and don't lose sight of what we're here for. We're fixing to leave this old world. We're not going to be long here. Amen. I thank God when you see the shape things are in, I'm ready to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Won't it be wonderful there? Amen. Here, there's a little song on my heart if I can find it. Amen. It's page 31 in your capstone books. Let's sing this before we go. Amen. Just a simple little song. But you see winter stilling on, fall's coming, the leaves changing. All of that, you know, going through the cycle that God set in order. But oh my, one of these days. Amen. I am going to a city where the streets with gold are laid, where the tree of life is blooming and the rose our heads. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for one more opportunity that we had. And Lord, we just appreciate you so much. And Lord, I just can't express in my heart, Lord, how thankful I am that, Lord, I can feel the moving of your precious Holy Spirit. And Lord, how I feel you all around me. Lord, in here, when I was at home kneeling down to pray, on the job, Lord, as you just hit circumstances, Lord, you can feel your presence. And Lord, how thankful we are for what you've done for us and are doing. And Lord, may we truly be a people that's appreciative. And Lord, don't ever forget all that you've done and all that lays here for us. Lord, maybe I'm sick and need a healing. Lord, you are the healer of all diseases. Lord, you are the great provider. Maybe I truly need a car. Maybe I need a house. Maybe I need groceries for the table. Lord, you can provide. Lord, you're here to do whatever, but we've got to want you to do it, Lord. We've got to ask you and show you, Lord, with a sincere heart, Lord, I got a need. And in faith, believing that what we ask for, we can have, because our hearts condemn us not. Lord, all of these words gelling together and coming together into our hearts and into our lives, Lord, is going to produce a people of the book of Acts. But Lord, we've got to have every word in tune, every word, Lord. It's got to be every nail driven in the right spot, every screw put in correctly, all the miters and the boards cut evenly, Lord, the way they're supposed to be. For Lord, you build it from the ground up. But Lord, may we truly take heed to your precious word that comes. And Lord, may we truly begin to see ourselves on the pages of these precious books. As we see it being manifested and vindicated out through our lives, Lord, may it become a reality to us. And Lord, may it excite our hearts a little greater. Maybe it make us press a little harder. Lord, run a little faster. Lord, help us, we pray. Lord, that we would be exactly the people that you want us to be. And we'll never fail to give you all the glory and the honor for it, Lord. Bless those that couldn't be here tonight, Lord. Strengthen them and encourage them. Bless their bodies, Lord, if that be the need. And bring us back together at that appointed time, if you should tarry. And Lord, may we come hungry, expecting you to feed us. And Lord, just have your way in our lives, we ask. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Sing it again. Here they bloom, but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. I am going to a city where the roses never fade. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. You're dismissed.